everyone. I'm Maddie, and today I'm going to be breaking down the case of Ray Rivera with my guest, Shay.
Hey.
If you don't know who Ray Rivera is, he was a 32-year-old man who was found dead inside the Belvedere Hotel in Baltimore, Maryland, on May 24th, 2006. His death was deemed a suicide, but there are many signs to suggest otherwise, so let's get into the first theory. Ray Rivera was last seen leaving his home in the middle-class neighborhood of Northwood on May 16, 2006. The last person known to see him alive was Claudia, his wife's work colleague, who was staying over as a house guest. Allison, meanwhile, was out of town on a business trip in Richmond, Virginia.
Wow.
Yeah. According to Claudia's account, as Brotman laid out in her book, Rivera seemed preoccupied with an assignment. At about 4 p.m., Claudia heard Rivera answer a call on his cell phone and reply,
"Oh, shoot,"
and run out of the back door as if he were late for an appointment. He left driving his wife's car only to come back briefly and run out again, leaving the lights and the computer on in his office. After Claudia had told Allison about their encounter, Allison tried to reach her husband on his cell phone that day but couldn't get a hold of him. She finally called Claudia at 10 p.m. to ask about her husband's whereabouts. Claudia said she didn't know. She didn't know where he went since he had left earlier that evening. At that point, Allison assumed her husband was just out drinking. It wasn't until the next day that she began to worry. After spending the whole day calling friends and family looking for Rivera, his wife filed a missing person report at about 3 p.m. on May 17th.
Then, on May 23rd, Allison's car was discovered at a parking lot in Mount Vernon.
The next day, Rivera's body was found. The body of Rivera, who had been missing for just a little over a week, was found in an abandoned meeting room in the Belvedere Hotel. His body was badly decomposed, indicating that he had been deceased for quite some time. A hole in the room's roof suggested that he had leaped off the Belvedere Hotel 14 floors up.
Wow, that's just crazy.
Yeah, but get this. He would have had to jump quite, like, some feet out just to be able to reach it. I think it was, what, 43 feet? He would have had to jump, like, 43 feet out to reach where he fell in that hole.
There is no way that could have happened.
Exactly. But still ruled as a suicide. Anyways, news of Rivera's death reached Berkman, California, where he had worked as an aquatics coach at the local high school. Doesn't really have anything to do with it, but I just thought that it was interesting. But this is another really interesting part. On top of that, Rivera had no history of mental illnesses or, like, sudden shock. No schizophrenia, nothing.
How would he kill himself then?
Exactly. He had a great wife that they were just, like, recently wed, and he was starting to get caught up with his movie writing and all that stuff.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So no signs that he could have been depressed. Rivera's death spawned several theories online, but even those involved in the case had admitted they were really bizarre elements to his death. First, authorities were unable to retrieve video footage from the highly secure building to see what happened when Rivera made his way to the higher floors due to a technical problem.
Wow. Just wow.
Yeah, if that doesn't sound suspicious, I don't know what does. But then there was an obscure note uncovered from Rivera's computer a couple days later. The note was typed in small print, folded up in plastic, and taped to his home computer screen along with a blank check. The note was addressed to brothers and sisters and referred to as a well-played game.
That's so weird.
Exactly. And it didn't look like a suicide note from what the FBI could tell, so I don't know. It also named famous people in his note, famous movies, and a lot of other just actors and random people who had died, including Christopher Reeve, Stanley Kubrick, as well as ordinary people who Rivera knew in real life. The note included a request to make them and himself 5 years younger.
That is just very weird and odd.
Exactly. The finding was so puzzling that the investigators sent the letter to the FBI. The feds determined it wasn't a suicide note, like I stated earlier. The cryptic letter pointed to another weird detail about Rivera's circumstances. His growing interest in Freemasons, the note he left behind ended with phrases in Masonic order. A representative at a local Maryland lodge, sorry, my speaking is off today, confirmed that Rivera inquired about membership on the same day he went missing, but didn't recall anything unusual about their conversation.
That's just so odd and weird. Like, I just can't fathom that.
Yeah, I know, right? But shortly before his death, Rivera was also reading books related to masonry, such as The Builders. To muddy things further, his wife described a growing paranoia in Rivera in weeks leading up to his disappearance. Get this. She told the police that Rivera was unusually anxious when their home alarm had gone off, and that an encounter with an unknown man at the park left her husband visibly distraught. Also, Rivera was... Rivera believed that someone was truly after him and stalking him and his wife. They also had a break-in a couple days prior to his disappearance. Perhaps the creepiest detail of all is that Rivera's sandals and phone were later found intact on the lower roof from where he fell. How did they manage to survive such a big drop with their own when their owner clearly did not?
That is just, I have goosebumps from that. That is just so suspicious.
My phone cracks when it's dropped. How did his not from like a 100-something-foot drop?
Unless someone pushed him.
Exactly. And that is where we go on to our next theory. So let's get into our first theory, the suicide notion, which is pretty basic considered that's what they ruled it. Made it very clear that it was a suicide. But a couple factors bring this ruling into question. The first was that, like I stated earlier in this podcast, Claudia, the house guest, stated that Rivera rushed out of the house in a hurried fashion, which I don't know about you, but I don't know many people who rush to commit suicide.
I don't know anyone either who would do that.
Or who plans it out and... I don't know. Well, anyways, Rivera would have had to take a running start to even conceivably reach the spot where his body went through the lower building roof and was found.
That is just crazy.
Exactly. And like I said, it was like he would have had to jump like 43 feet, which is crazy.
That's just not possible.
Exactly. But the other thing that made it seem like a suicide was this guy was... like a big guy. He was like 200 something pounds. So it makes it seem as though nobody would have been able to like pick him up and throw him.
I mean, what possibly could have happened?
Exactly. But that leads to our murder theory. Okay. So our next theory is the murder theory.
Ooh.
Yeah. And this is the one that I actually believe in along with the next theory, but we won't get ahead of ourselves. So given the evidence to suggest Rivera's death was a suicide has never really added up, another option would include foul play, indicating that Rivera was murdered. In the episode, Rivera's brother speculates that someone with a lot of money and power may have lost money as a result of Rivera's financial advice and had killed him and set up to look like a suicide.
I mean, I would believe it.
Yeah, me too. The episode implicates that Stansberry, who was supposedly, and you can't see, but I just did air quotes, a lifelong friend of Rivera's and Allison, Rivera's wife. But Stansberry could have been involved. Just after Rivera's death, Stansberry lawyered up and put a gag order on every employee of his firm, making it illegal for any of them to speak about what happened.
That is very suspicious.
Uh-huh. And he refused to be interviewed for the Unsolved Mysteries episode.
I mean, that just shows this could be him.
Exactly. But as authorities have said, it also could mean that it was his best friend, so he was sensitive to the topic. But if it was me, I would want the person who killed my best friend to come to justice. So I would. What about you?
I would totally want justice for my best friend.
Exactly. And that leads us to our next theory, which is probably the most interesting out of all of them. All right, our next theory is the game.
Ooh, tell me more.
All right, so for those of you who don't know, Reddit is a social news aggregation, or however you say that, web content rating and discussion website, recently including live stream content through a public access network. So let's get into it after I have just told you the actual definition of Reddit. So as Newsweek reported, a Reddit theory has emerged since the Netflix's series, The Game, came out that connects Rivera's death with David Fincher's 1997 movie, The Game.
Wow. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. The Game was one of the movies Rivera states in his admired, that he admired in his bizarre letter behind his computer.
Tell me, go on.
The same letter in which he also mentions a great game.
Suspicious.
Exactly. So this is where it gets really interesting. The movie also features a scene where a character jumps from a rooftop, landing through a lower glass rooftop, almost identical to the metal rooftop that Rivera appeared to have gone through in the Belvedere Hotel.
Wow.
And we're actually looking at a photo right now from the crime scene where there are two glass windows, which it looks like he might have been aiming for.
That is just crazy.
Exactly. So that is where the Reddit theory comes into play. The whole movie is about this crazy game that a company arranges that makes you think you lose everything in order to let you appreciate life again.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And get this, Ray was an unsuccessful movie scriptwriter, and maybe he got involved in something that, I don't know, tried to imitate the game in some bizarre way.
I mean, maybe.
Mm-hmm. The user also noticed in the episode that there were two glass windows, like I said, next to the hole that Rivera is believed to have jumped or fallen through, and wonders if Rivera might have been aiming for those instead and something went wrong. And he states, or she states, I don't know. In the episode, you can see two see-through roof windows next to the hole caused by Ray. Did he go through one of those windows like in the game?
Possibly.
Exactly. And so, along with the murder theory, there's another crazy thing that we will do right after this break. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba! So I actually interviewed a couple people before doing this to see what their thoughts were on this thing. And so it was a poll on whether they thought it was murder or suicide. So first is my mother, who stated there were too many odd things that were unexplained, like his no outward signs of mental illnesses, his flip-flops and phone that were completely intact, and that Porter Stansberry was pretty shady, and the unexplained breaks and cuts to his shins. And she said it was a murder, whereas my dad said it was a suicide.
I don't agree with your dad.
Neither do I. Or my grandma. She says he's insane. So anyways, my dad said there are no witnesses. Nobody saw or said anything. And he's a heavy dude. So if he was killed somewhere else, he was too big to be thrown that far out. He was a struggling writer. So that may be a little bit of why he was sad. And in the autopsy, there was no indication of something you'd see on a murdered person. Gunshot wounds or shot, etc.
I mean, that makes sense, but...
Does make sense. And leading into what my dad said, there is another theory that another Redditor thought of, and it's the helicopter theory.
Do tell.
So a lot of people who were saying that it could have been a murderer said that he could have been dropped from a helicopter, which makes a lot more sense than him jumping like 40-something feet out.
That would make a ton of sense at that point.
Exactly. And so... that was the helicopter theory. Not much to that. Now, all you guys at home or at school or, I don't know, wherever else you are, tell me, do you think this was suicide, murder, or something more sinister?
I'm Shay.
I'm Maddie.
And this
is a podcast for school. So, yeah.
Goodbye.
Peace out.